Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast news and comment. Trump warns quote unquote Israel will not exist if Kamala Harris becomes president. News. During the recent presidential debates, former President Donald Trump made a statement that has raised eyebrows both domestically and internationally. Trump declared, quote, if she's president, I believe that quote unquote Israel will not exist within 2 years from now, end quote, referring to Vice President Kamala Harris. According to Reuters. Comment: Trump's statement has sparked sharp reactions across the political spectrum and raised concerns about the implications for U.S. foreign policy, particularly in the Middle East. Both candidates dodged direct questions about how they would address the ongoing war in Gaza, while Trump made bold and provocative claims about the entity's future under a Harris presidency. He asserted, quote, if she's president, I believe that quote-unquote Israel will not exist within 2 years from now, end quote, once again referencing Vice President Harris. Trump recently told the Republican Jewish coalition that quote-unquote Israel is gone, end quote, if Harris becomes president. He has also made similar remarks in the past, stating that Jews who vote for Democrats, quote, hate quote-unquote Israel, end quote. In her response, Harris highlighted her long-standing support for quote-unquote Israel and its people. Quote, throughout my career and life, I have supported quote-unquote Israel and the quote-unquote Israeli people, end quote, she said. What is clear is that the Zionist entity's reliance on Western support, particularly from the United States. We must remind the Ummah to remain firm upon the Islamic solution and that the issue to Palestine is an Islamic issue with the solution from Islam. Our efforts must be united in creating a unified prophetic response. A response that calls justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Islam. We must continue to hold the oppressors accountable, remind them of accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. We must educate ourselves regarding the systems of Islam that protect the Ummah. We must continue to expose the fleecing of the world that is taking place to pay for a genocide. We must understand the reality and the historical narrative behind the occupation and spread its awareness. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Haytham Ibn Thabit, Media Representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in America.